This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Peter Walker talks to us about events taking place in Lichfield to commemorate the Somme Centenary. Peter, there's an event coming up on Saturday evening called The Second Day in Lichfield. Can you talk to us about what this is and why you're doing it?
Yeah, so in my capacity as artist in residence at Lichfield Cathedral, we're developing a programme of visual arts events over the next 5 years. And these are key events linked to moments in history, things relating directly to the cathedral itself, and also to the congregation and to the wider sort of demographic within the region. So obviously with the anniversary of the Somme coming up, a project which came up and links directly also to the Lichfield Festival, which begins on the 1st of July, was to look at a contemporary response to the Somme and to the conflict, and also in terms of the geographical location of Lichfield Cathedral to the South Staffordshire Regiment. So the decision with the festival and with the cathedral was to look at a piece of work which essentially would be called a Sonne Lumiere, a sound and light show using projection onto the west front of the cathedral, basically telling the story of the Somme on the second day, so how the country would have woken up and suddenly become aware of the sort of the tragic circumstances that forces of both sides of the military conflict would have been faced with on that first day, on the 1st of July. So we're looking at an event which addresses the country waking up on the second morning and suddenly this news appearing.
And in terms of the actual visual aspect of what it's going to look like, how has that been designed? How has it been thought up? What are the reasons for the, you know, how it's all going to look? And yeah, can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the other key elements of the festival this year is to look at the history of cinema. 1916 was a big year in the history of cinema, Lumiere Brothers, and they have several key subjects within the brief for the festival this year. So we start the piece itself actually with almost a cinemagraphic approach, looking at old films, old posters, and then that gradually fades out as we use visual art approaches to gradually take away sort of the sense of what's going on in daily life, and this sort of then sort of feeds into news coming from the front. That's done using lots of stills, lots of colour. My colleague David Harper is a composer, does all the sound work, so the sound is very evocative, and the movement of the sound, because this isn't a filmic piece as in we'd see on a screen. This is a piece on the side of a building. It's on the side of a stunning facade at Lichfield Cathedral. So we use the architecture itself, and we also use the imagery to fade in and out of different narratives that we're trying to tell concerning the events that would have unfolded on the Somme on the 1st and then leading into the 2nd of July 1916.
And what's the core reason for doing this, apart from obviously remembering what happened 100 years ago? What's the reason for doing such, I guess, a visual and public thing that people will find difficult not to see, I guess, if it's going to be illuminated up on the cathedral?
Well, if I go back to the point of the artistic residency, and the reason that I've started working with the cathedral is to look at different approaches of subjects which are close to the hearts of people, sometimes abstract subjects as well, which may not necessarily be relative to daily life, but which could bring aesthetic beauty to people's lives. The whole approach is to look at these in different ways and different approaches within the fabric of the cathedral, outside of the cathedral. And, of course, with the Somme approach, and so many people have a direct reference to it, through their family members, but also there is a national interest in this. So we're just trying to find a different way of highlighting this concern, this anniversary. Obviously, the colours of the South Staff's Regiment are within the south transept of the cathedral itself. So there's a real close purpose and a sense of place that attaches this piece of work to the cathedral, to the community, and also, I guess, in a larger sense, to the nation itself, especially with the contribution of the South Staff's Regiment, which is now the Mercian Regiment, which also still has a base within this part of the country and within the diocese itself.
obviously something of this scale takes a huge amount of organisation and getting people involved to help make it happen. Mm-hmm. What's the response been so far of those involved with the project and those who know that it's going to be taking place?
Well, we're fortunate that the projects we've already had at the cathedral have developed a fantastic following. Last year we had the first ever Sun et Lumière on the front of the cathedral. It was a big Christmas piece. We had a fantastic audience for that of around about 6,000 people. So that has generated a lot of interest in the work which we're doing. That audience then has been invited back. We're getting a great social media response to the development of this piece. And also we have another piece coming up in August, which information will come out soon, to do with the Somme, which is an internal piece. So it's almost a journey in which I very much believe in public space and external space being used as gallery space. Not everybody goes into galleries, so sometimes using external space can offer people a different approach to seeing artwork. So we're getting a fantastic response. We hope to have a great audience. But also just that sense of it's the right place to do this piece of work at the right time. And I think that in itself will create its own poignancy and its own direct relationship to the audience and to the city.
For those who want to find out more about it and also about the events that I know are taking place in Lichfield in August, where can they go to find out more, to know when things are happening, to attend and maybe to support it any way they can?
So for the project on Saturday, the second day projection event, the best place to look up for this would actually be on the Lichfield Festival website itself. This is a direct piece working with the festival, so they're leading on this project with the cathedral supporting, and myself as artist in residence and my colleague developing the work. There's also a website for our artist collaboration called Lux Moralis, which is luxmoralis.com, and associated Facebook page where you can see more information about the team behind. And then as we go into the August project, then that is the project more bespoke for the cathedral itself, and I'm sure through the cathedral social media and the cathedral website, then that information will start to appear probably next week.
For those who just can't get along on Saturday to see what's going on and some of the other things, what can they do to see what's been happening and get a taste of what was going on?
Well, as part of the event, my team, we always make a retrospective recording of the piece. So we film on the day, and then this allows people to go onto social media sites, so the cathedral website, Lichfield Cathedral website, the artistic collaboration websites and social media. And this short film, which will be taken, will depict it. It won't be the full show, but it's usually a 3 to 5 minute version of the show. And it gives a sense of how the piece was and the audience and the atmosphere. And these usually go down extremely well. And it's a great way of, most of the events themselves are sort of happening, so they only happen one off, but these short vignette videos that we put together, they're very good ways of seeing what happened and keeping in touch and seeing also where further events are going to happen in the future.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic project event on Saturday, and then throughout the rest of the celebrations, everything going on. We really hope that it goes fantastically well, and it becomes a really poignant moment of marking the centenary 100 years on.
Thank you, Ben.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.